Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me today is Dr. Bianca from Revita Therapy. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So what made you get into this line of work? I got to know.
So with chiropractic, I wanted to get into it just because I was a gymnast. I started when I was two, stopped when I was about 16, 17. And I also played hockey as well.
Wow.
So lots of injuries and stuff with that. And then also seeing injuries through like the teammates and stuff that we have on the teams. So wanting to help people, I know it sounds a little bit cheesy.
No.
But yeah, I've always wanted to kind of help people. I've always been interested in like human anatomy and why things happen the way that they do.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you deal with that every day.
Yes, I do.
So you love what you do.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. So you're blessed.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's really neat. That's really cool. And then you get to help people all the time to feel better, but among other things, get back to what it is that they can't do right now because they're in pain or otherwise encumbered by some injury.
Yeah, exactly. And then also with working like with the teams and being on the teams and seeing different injuries, you get to be, you get to see how like, okay, this happened this way and this is how I was kind of treated. So using that knowledge from the past, you can kind of integrate it into everything that we're doing now too.
Right. So from a treatment perspective, are you doing different types of things depending on the types of people that you're working with, like the types of teams or individuals?
Yeah. So sports versus more of your everyday kind of person, different outcomes, different goals as well with that too. When you're looking more sports, you're looking about like, is there a compensation? Is there not? Is there a weakness? Treatment wise, I do a lot of like acupuncture, cupping, some manual work as well as like rehab stuff. Mm-hmm. Whereas when I'm targeting it to more of your like everyday people with like sedentary lifestyles or work from home type stuff, you kind of have to alter that because buddy over here that's not moving through the day.
We were not meant to sit.
Human
body was not meant to sit for extended periods of time. So you must have boatloads of potential clients because everybody sits.
They're now that they're coming out with like sit stand desks, it's a little bit better. But even with that, you can still have like poor posture with that, you know, standing from one side to the other,
right?
So that you can still have a little bit of like I'm looking at myself,
I'm conscious
too,
as to how I'm standing.
But even with that, like you could be using your sit stand desk, but like if you're still having back pain, like maybe it's a little bit of core instability or weakness, you know, overcompensation of like upper versus lower muscles. So a little bit of everything.
Right. So there's like a bit more of a holistic mindset to to dealing with that as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of want to find out the full picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, very cool. Yeah. Nice. So you obviously went to school for this, so you wanted to do this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I did my undergrad at Brock.
Okay.
I took kinesiology for 4 years. I took a little bit of a year off just to kind of collect myself, travel the world a little bit. And then went to Cairo School. We went to Cairo School in upstate New York. So Seneca Falls, small little town. And that was about 3.5-4 years there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the academic portion, but then we also got our clinical portion as well at the end, just working with patients and every day instead of just like students.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. And so you're growing your business. You've been at it for almost 2 years.
Yes. Business has been growing for almost at 2 years.
Yeah.
Practicing for about 5-6 years now. We're coming up on 6, I think.
Great.
But yeah, it's been great.
Amazing.
It's not like, you know how some people are like, oh, I got to go to work today. Not excited. Like it's, you wake up and you're like, yeah, this will be fun today.
That's great. I love it. That's so cool. So what would you like to leave as a final message to our listeners, as well as how to get in touch with you?
So we're located in Etobicoke, as Dr. Keon was mentioning. We are like Kipling and Evans area. And what I'd like to leave with our listeners, I would say, get out there and move. Everybody needs to move, you know? We have a lot of like pressure with, you know, work or things that we need to get done, but like going outside, even on a treadmill, if it's too hot outside or too cold, movement's gonna be your number one medicine for sure.
Great, well said. Thanks very much, Dr. Bianca.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on the Feel Better podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.